Greetings, fellow seekers of the supernatural. I am Mystic Meg, your guide to the world of paranormal phenomena. For years, I have delved into the mysteries of the unknown, seeking out the most elusive and enigmatic stories to bring to your attention. From sightings of ghosts and other apparitions to encounters with aliens and otherworldly beings, I have made it my mission to uncover the truth behind the most bizarre and unexplained events in our world. Through my work, I have amassed a wealth of knowledge and experience, which I now use to bring you the latest news and updates from the world of the paranormal. Whether you are a seasoned believer in the supernatural or simply curious about the unknown, I invite you to join me on this journey of discovery. Together, we will explore the most fascinating and compelling stories of the paranormal, shedding light on the mysterious and unexplained phenomena that surround us. So sit back and prepare to be amazed as we delve into the world of the paranormal, guided by yours truly, Mystic Meg. Gather around, my friends, and turn the volume up. Tonight, I'll weave a tale of terror that will send shivers down your spine. This is the legend of La Lechuza, a creature of darkness that haunts the South American night. Once, in a small village nestled deep within the dense forests of Mexico, there lived a woman named Isabella. She was known for her beauty, but her heart was cold and vengeful. Whispers spread like wildfire, saying that she had made a dreadful pact with the devil himself. In exchange for her soul, she gained the power to transform into a giant owl, La Lechuza. The villagers feared Isabella, for they knew her owl form brought nothing but doom and despair. They spoke of her blood-curdling hoots that echoed through the night, a haunting cry that filled the hearts of those who heard it with dread. One fateful evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, darkness crept over the village. The wind carried a chilling whisper, and the air became thick with an eerie stillness. The villagers hurried to lock their doors and shutter their windows, praying that La Lechuza would not visit their homes. But fate had other plans. In the dead of night, a mother awakened to the sound of feathers brushing against her windowpane. She dared not open her eyes, paralyzed with fear. Outside, perched on a branch, was the shadowy figure of La Lechuza, her eyes glowing crimson like pools of hellfire. The mother clutched her child tight, hoping to shield him from the evil that lurked outside. But the owl witch knew no boundaries. With a deafening screech, she crashed through the window, her monstrous wingspan filling the room with darkness. The child trembled in his mother's arms as La Lechuza approached, her talons clicking ominously on the floor. She stared at them with her unnerving gaze, sending shivers down their spines. The mother begged for mercy, but La Lechuza's heart was cold and unyielding. Suddenly, the room was filled with a sinister laughter that echoed from the corners of the room. The owl witch taunted the mother, recounting every wrong she had ever committed, every hurt she had caused to others. It was as if La Lechuza could read her soul, exposing her deepest sins. The mother pleaded for forgiveness, promising to change her ways, but the owl witch was relentless. With a single flap of her massive wings, she lunged at the terrified woman and child, her beak inches away from their faces. In that moment of despair, the village priest arrived, wielding a cross and a vial of holy water. He invoked the name of the Almighty, commanding the dark spirit to retreat. La Lechuza screeched in pain and fury, her form twisting and contorting as she fought against the priest's words. As the first light of dawn broke through the night, La Lechuza let out a final chilling cry before vanishing into the darkness. The mother and child were saved, but the village knew that the owl witch would return one day, seeking revenge on those who wronged her. And so, my friends, beware the night and heed the warnings of La Lechuza. For in the shadows, she waits, hungry for vengeance, ready to swoop down on those who dare to cross her path. This tale serves as a chilling reminder that darkness lurks in the most unexpected places, and some stories are more than mere legends, they may be all too real. That's all the time we have for today's journey into the unknown. I hope that today's stories have sparked your curiosity and inspired you to continue exploring the mysteries of the paranormal. Remember, the world is full of wonders, both seen and unseen, and it is up to each of us to uncover their secrets. As always, I encourage you to share your own experiences and stories with me, as together, we can work to unravel the mysteries of the universe. Until next time, this is Mystic Meg signing off, wishing you all a spooky and spectacular day.